Hello, my name's John O'Hara. Most people around Joy call me Jono, though, which I much prefer because John's just a bit boring. I identify as gay. My pronouns are he, him, and his. I have my own show at the station called The Drive-Through with Jono on Joy 94.9. It's Mondays at 6 p.m. Totally tune in and check it out. I do a bunch of voiceovers at the station also, which I love. It's a great creative fun outlet. I'm a professional singer and an actor, and I cannot wait to work with you.
Grab your glitter because Midsummer 2020 is here and there's tons of events across Melbourne to keep you busy. From the iconic Midsummer Carnival and Tea Dance, the Midsummer Pride Parade, plus live music, comedy shows, panel discussions, film screenings and heaps more. For the full list of events, visit midsummer.com.au or head on down to the Midsummer Hub at the Victorian Pride Centre, St Kilda. I think gyms are terrifying. There are so many machines, so many weights, so many dominant personalities grunting and showing off. I've always hated them until I found Rainbow Gym Northcote. It's an all-inclusive, non-judgmental gym. The team are so friendly and you get 2 free sessions to teach you how to use all the equipment. Not to mention, there's a ton of fun classes too. If normal gyms intimidate you, check out Rainbow Gym Northcote. Visit rainbowgym.com.au.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and the stress of organising a funeral during a time of grief can cause overwhelming stress, but you don't have to do it alone. Peterson Family Funerals are here to help. Thinking of every detail, they will help create a unique and special service to honour and celebrate the life of your loved one. Peterson Family Funerals. Let our family help your family. Go to petersonfamilyfunerals.com. This is a little piece from the Alan Cumming memoir, Not My Father's Son. That first night, though, at the Allen Room of Jazz at Lincoln Centre, a beautiful hall with enormous glass windows overlooking Columbus Circle and Central Park, I was very far from relaxed. My manager came to my dressing room to see how I was before the first show, and I told her I wanted to punch her. 90 minutes later, I was euphoric. I had done it. I had felt the fear and done it anyway, and I had enjoyed it, and so had the audience, and best of all, I had felt that connection. The rawest, purest connection you can only feel when you let the audience see inside you. I was hooked. Next stop was the Sydney Opera House as part of the Mardi Gras Festival, followed by runs at the Vaudeville Theatre in London's West End and the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles. Yes, I have always believed in starting small. And now here I was, back at Feinstein's, singing a song I'd written about my disdain for plastic surgery to a room filled with people, many of whom had obviously had plastic surgery, telling stories about what I thought was the essential American experience.